What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. Goddamn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are, this is an abrupt cutoff, or if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream for you 24-7, or maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite application, or you can always get us at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you are receiving us, we appreciate the fuckaroni out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, you know, a little bit to talk about.
Yes.
Let's just go. Thanks for joining us on social media and everything, and thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal. We love you all long time.
Yes.
And gobble you all up.
Oh, yes.
I like turtles.
Turtles.
And fuckaroni.
Sure. Strap in, strap on, gird up, everybody. Let's see what's going on in the world. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And just to all the little Trump suckers out there, fuck you, baby. Fuck you.
God damn it.
You all right?
Allergies.
Jeebus. Why allergies? Why AIDS?
We're working throughout the day, so.
Oh, I know.
It's not like we're sitting here yapping all day.
No, God, no.
So we just start. And we don't want to waste our conversations.
I always think that.
Without being on the air.
We're sitting here talking about politics without the mics on.
Well, yeah.
That's stupid.
Join us on social media at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING.
Yeah,
the Twitter machine. We're also on Facebook. We don't check Facebook as much during the show. But we do kind of keep our eyeballs peeled on the Twitter.
Twat us.
And again, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you're going to buy something at Amazon, go to that link and we get a little commissione. It doesn't cost you fuck all.
Ooh, yes.
Just helps us out here.
We're rich, bitch!
At occasionally cussing liberal media.
Ooh, fuck.
Frequently cussing?
Oh, yes.
Often cussing? Perpetually cussing?
Well, let's be clear. We talk like adults. And, you know, I don't mean to speak for you, but we don't believe in bullshit in the sky either. You know?
Yes.
This is an adult show.
Oh, you know? One of the core developers for Ethereum just followed us on the Twitter.
Is that a crypto?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well, I don't know. He doesn't follow
a shit
ton of people. He has 38,000 followers.
Listen, a lot of people wonder about this show. And I'll just tell you. We're very important. We're important as fuck. Okay?
Okay.
Yes.
I guess we can launch into it and see what's going on in the world. And we got plenty to talk about other than the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So motherfucking deep.
Pensacola, Florida, deadline, April 24th, 2019.
The year of our fucking Lord.
Your headlines.
Oh, yes.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
It's
HuffPo.
Yes, I can feel it.
Oh, Alex can feel
it. Hell yes, he can. Well, he feels a lot of things, right?
But you know, Alex Jones, we didn't talk about it on the show. Yesterday, Trump met with Meehoff, whatever the hell his name is.
Oh,
from
the guy
Twitter.
In charge of Twitter.
Yeah, at Jack. And we found out later that much of the 1 hour meeting was Trump complaining and squealing about where do all my followers go? Where are these? How can my followers go down every once in a while? And Jack tried to explain to him that, you know, we have hundreds of thousands of millions of fake accounts, and we try to jump on those and make sure they're not spam accounts, multiple accounts tweeting the same thing, etc. And I'm sure that didn't register. Because Trump is like, I've talked to many people who feel like conservatives are being shadow banned.
Ooh.
And there's 0.0 evidence
of
any of that.
What do you think it means when we have a president that is, I don't know, using a platform to destroy the planet, and he doesn't really even understand that platform?
What do you mean?
Well, he doesn't understand Twitter. He doesn't get how Twitter works. What you just said illustrates my point.
Right.
I mean, what does that mean, though? That's crazy. What does that mean for Twitter?
Nothing.
I mean, you know,
to do shit.
Yeah, but he doesn't understand how it even works, but yet he can use it to nearly start a war in North Korea. I mean, I don't know. Seems nuts to me.
Meanwhile, I think he's got 59.9 million followers.
Congratulations, fuckface.
But, you know, the only statistic that pisses him off.
Right.
At Barack Obama, 106 million followers.
Damn! Listen, I
almost double.
Right. I'm no mathematician, but shit, Trump. You're currently president. Why aren't you popular than the previous president?
Because they're shadow banning conservatives.
Oh, is this part of the deep state?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay.
That's why they all squealed over to Gab, and it's so Gab is so successful.
I mean, yeah. What is the idea with Gab anyway? That it's just like a place for racists to make each other feel better?
Well, yeah, but they tried to tell each other that it wasn't that, yet...
Right.
Yet all the neo-Nazis and all the white supremacists and all the incels and the MRAs and every deplorable shitbird that is, of course, a registered Republican...
Right.
...would have a place to squeal and say the N-word.
Yes.
With impunity.
But the thing is, like, Twitter is, I think it's, is it Jack Dorsey?
Yes.
That's his platform, right? It's private. No, it's not a private platform. It's privately owned.
Well, it's a company.
It's
yeah,
a company.
It's a non-government entity.
So if Jack Dorsey woke up one morning and was like, you know what? I want to make half of Trump's Twitter followers disappear. Would that be illegal?
No. Not according to the terms of service, probably. They can probably summarily execute any account they want at any time for any reason.
Would it be illegal for a president to fire an FBI director in an attempt to squash an investigation? Would that be illegal?
Define illegal. Who's the attorney general at the time?
Oh, Mayor McCheese. Who gives a fuck?
At the HuffPo.
You're right.
Excuse him. Why?
Medic!
The HuffPo headline sayeth, yikes. Oh, this is spectacular. This is another indicator, which is a horrible mixture of words.
Indicator of the
Trumpian era.
Right.
U.S. hits measles milestone.
I'm seeing all of this shit, and apparently there's a measles outbreak now somewhere in California.
It really is just the era of stupid. Maybe that's what'll, you know, we had the Iron Age, the Bronze Age, the Information Age. Apparently the Information Age has led to the stupid fuck age.
I mean, people just aren't informed. And they don't give a shit. You know?
I watch YouTube. What do you mean I ain't informed? I was watching a video about how they faked the moon landing, and it sent me over to a vaccination one, told me I shouldn't be vaccinated because they're trying to make me artistic.
No. What's that movie about the moon landing? Capricorn
1.
One. Okay. Starring OJ.
Yes. OJ Simpson is in it.
Right.
Of this week, there have been 681 measles cases across 22 states.
As of this year?
Congratulations.
Or? Wait, this year?
Yeah.
How many?
681.
Wait. 681 cases of measles.
Oh, 626 this year alone. 41 cases fewer than the 2014 record.
Right.
For the whole year. And we're in April.
Here's my thing on this. I don't want the measles. That's number one. I do not want them.
Well,
and
yes,
we
do I.
Well, okay. Then we have to fix this shit.
We should go get booster shots.
Again? I mean, I got one.
But the point is, if you're, I know you were born in 89.
I was born in 1995.
But if you were born before, what was it, 80-something?
Yeah.
Between 50-something and 80-something, then you may have only received one MMR shot because at that point they thought that was sufficient. Then later on they decided, you know what, a second one will do better and will not hurt. So go get your second one.
But
and even
that,
if you're not sure,
won't that give you the measles, though? Could that make you sick?
Tiny chance.
Oh,
even
God.
If you have had a second one, you don't know.
Right.
It doesn't hurt to go get another one. You're not going to, your dick's not going to fall off if you go get a third MMR shot.
Listen,
but the odds are that
both
of us probably got one.
Listen, if there's any health person out there that administers these shots, I am extending an invitation to the Crab Diving Studios. You can give us our inoculations online during the show, and we'll do it live. We'll do it live.
You're just trying to keep from going anywhere.
Yeah.
To get it done.
I want to go out in the world where all the measles are. No thanks. I mean, do you want to fly in a plane right now? I never want to fly.
I would, sure.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm on the way to Paris. Here's the measles. Have fun.
At least I've got the measles in Paris.
Yeah, and thanks to Donald Trump, you're going to get
universal health care over there.
You know, yeah. Oh, yeah. But thanks to Donald Trump, when you get off the plane, you immediately have to start saying, listen, I'm not a dickbag. I hate Trump.
I'm Canadian.
Please. Yes. I'm not like these other ones.
The 22 states reporting cases are Arizona, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Florida.
Yay!
Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kentucky, Maryland, Massachusetts, Missouri, Michigan.
Bam!
Nevada. New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Tennessee, Texas, and Washington.
You know, dude, you have a point. Maybe we should go get that sooner than later, because what happens if there's a run on it? And we don't know how much, are there measles shots out there? How many? How many are left?
Well, I think they can make more.
They better. I don't know who they is, but they better make more. Because we're coming for those motherfuckers. I'm not getting the measles. Fuck that.
I'm sure there's some awesome pharmaceutical companies more than willing to jack the price up 5,000% now that there's a need for it. Oh, we can make more money. People are afraid. Let's make it $87,000 a shot.
You know, we're getting into an area that I have strong feelings about. And if I were president,
are we talking about the
medicine
price of prescription drugs?
Oh, yes, absolutely. If I was in charge tomorrow, the pharmaceutical industry is now our country's industry. I don't know how you figure that out, but it's just the way it is.
I lean towards that also.
Don't give
a
fuck how you
should not be for profit.
Yeah. And you know, part of me is I don't care how you do it. Figure it the fuck out. You've been raping us for years. Who gives a fuck? And no more boner pills. We got plenty of white guys with fucking hard-ons in this goddamn country. Sorry, Pfizer. Figure out a cure for AIDS and cancer and some other shit. We got plenty of fucking boners, right?
And taking to the streets on that one.
Right.
The U.S. is dealing with the most measles cases since the disease was considered declared contained.
Yay!
In the year 2000.
It was contained.
Yep.
But now, because of Jenny McCarthy and who's that other comic that, Rob Schneider, Gigolo Man.
Well, both
pet
credentialed immunologists.
What was that other? Right. Okay. What was the other movie Rob Schneider was in where he's the animal?
Deuce Bigelow?
Yes.
He was
yes. The pet fuck.
Well, yeah, he wasn't an animal, but yeah.
It doesn't matter. He gave us the measles, and so did Jenny McCarthy.
They advocate against vaccinations, yes.
They advocate for measles.
Oh, one could, by the transitive property of mathematics, infer that.
This one embraces that transitive property.
Okay, that's good.
They have to apologize.
It's syllogistic logic.
Syllogistically, those two assholes need to get on a microphone, address the American people, say why they were wrong, and apologize, and encourage people to keep getting their fucking shots. We are not fucking around with this.
That's the headline over at the Huff poll. Let's see what the drudgies ain't thinking.
Yay!
Over to the Drudge Report.
Oh, fuck you.
Executive privilege showdown, it says.
Damn!
This is because Trump is basically... well, he said it today on the lawn. He was as he was waddling over to the helicopter with while Melania was on the clock standing there waiting.
Is he the best president ever in front of that fucking helicopter?
Oh, he stops almost every time.
The most entertaining. That's what I mean by best.
Yeah, he stops the most by far of anyone.
He is the master of the false exit. Don't you agree?
Yeah, he does turn around unless he hears a question he likes.
Yeah.
And then he'll answer it. But if he hears, you know, something he doesn't like, he's like, goodbye, thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
He's the one more thing guy. And one more thing.
The White House plans to fight a subpoena issued by House Judiciary Committee for former White House counsel Don McGahn to testify.
Oh, shit.
According to people familiar with the matter. None of this makes sense, by the way, because they're going to try to claim executive privilege. But McGahn, they waived executive privilege for McGahn to testify in the first place.
Right.
You can't undo it. I've decided to retroactively assert executive privilege. Everything he said in that report has to be erased. I want to see it erased.
Here's what I don't understand about that, because McGahn already talked to Mueller for like a million hours.
30 plus hours.
Okay. Let's say the president went, I mean, they already talked about it. So because of that, it's not executive privilege, right? That's what you're
saying.
But even if, so why don't they just subpoena Mueller and say, hey, Mueller, what did Don McGahn say? What would be the difference?
Well, we know it, except for some possibly redacted reports. I don't know if there were redacted parts regarding McGahn, but we know what he told him. It's in the Mueller report. But we want to hear from McGahn.
Yeah.
And we want to hear what isn't in the Mueller report from McGahn. We'd like to hear maybe some other times. Because remember, Mueller said evidence that was not admissible.
Right. Well, I want to hear about that.
Right.
Let me ask you something. Mueller has a copy of the unredacted report because it's his fucking report.
I assume it's saved on his hard drive. Probably, yeah.
You know what I would do? This is how you solve this problem if you're in Congress. Mr. Mueller, thank you for coming today and talking to the House. Could you please open up the copy of your unredacted report and just read the fucking thing? If you don't mind, go ahead. And then you listen, and we all know what the fuck is happening in our fucking country.
Trump administration also plans to oppose any other request from White House committees for the testimony of current or former aides.
Yes.
They're also fighting every request for financials. They're fighting every request for everything. And the consensus is that they're going to lose every fight.
Yeah.
But they're just trying to slow roll it.
Right, right.
And just trying to delay it, maybe get past it, maybe kick the can past the election.
I mean, I was listening to Maddow, and the whole thing with Don McGahn, right, is that Trump wanted McGahn to sign a letter saying he didn't incur, Trump didn't ask him to fire Mueller, right?
Right, after he had asked him to fire Mueller, and McGahn said no. And then those reports came out, I don't know if it was WAPO or New York Times, but saying that Trump had asked McGahn to get rid of Mueller, and McGahn said no.
Yeah.
And then Trump said, you have to rate it. You have to swear that I didn't ask you to do that. And McGahn was like, that's the crazy shit.
That's nuts.
The crazy shit he was being asked to do. He's like, I'm going to resign.
Did you hear the part on Maddow where someone told him before that meeting that, listen, whatever happens after this meeting, you aren't allowed to resign.
You're going to have a meeting with the president, and no matter what he says during this meeting, you are not allowed to resign.
God damn.
That's amazing.
Pour the guy a drink before that meeting. That's what I say, or right after. Jeez. That's intense, right?
It's batshit.
White House is weird.
Trump was on the lawn today, was asked about it. Went into quite a rambling litany of collusion, crooked Hillary, Democrats,
have the wheels,
angry, 18 angry Democrats, blah, blah, blah.
Are the wheels off?
Wheels?
Do we have wheels?
we
don't have wheels.
I can't remember when we had wheels.
We got no wheels. Maybe you should just start golfing every day. Just go golf, dickhead.
He vowed right there on the lawn that he will be fighting every subpoena. Every subpoena.
He's justifying saying that because he thinks he's saying it's a witch hunt.
He thinks it's over. He thinks we already testified $30 million. Why is there more? Why is there more? Here's the Mueller report vindicates me. But then he says it's a witch hunt. So
how can
make
it be
up your fucking mind?
Yeah, it can't be both.
Right.
It really can't be both. That's crazy, though. That's like doing an investigation about something and saying, hey, we figured some shit out, but we're not going to do anything about it because that's the end of the investigation.
Yeah, I forget what it is, but there's I don't even remember what the commercial's for, but I remember it starts off with a guy in a dentist chair, and there's what looks like a dentist and a hygienist standing there, and he's like, "Oh, you've got a couple of pretty big cavities. You'll have to, you have to get those fixed." And the guy's like, "Okay." He's like, "Thanks, see ya." He's like, "Oh no, I just diagnosed them. You know, it was one of these. I don't remember what the business was, but that's kind of the same."
But listen, it's not like Russia is still interfering with stuff, right?
Oh no. Well, no, the Saudis are too. We found out.
Oh, okay. That's perfect.
That a report came out either yesterday or the day before that a significant amount of bot accounts resurrected and started firing off retweets about the Mueller report vindicating Trump. And those were linked to Saudi government agencies. So now everybody's like, look how easy it is to steer the dumb Americans.
So is God, I can't believe I'm saying this.
Go ahead.
Is Twitter the problem?
Part. Sure.
Hey, Jack Dorsey, you rich fuck. Listen, man, we can't have these rich assholes blowing up the planet.
Short of registering with an ID and a credit card to prove you only have one account and it's really you, how do you stop this?
DNA sample before you log on to Twitter.
Right.
In a disk drive. I don't know.
Here's Trump on the lawn with Melania, TikTok. You pay me extra.
You mean
to
TikTok?
Walk.
They're getting divorced?
You make me. No, she's on the clock.
Oh, yeah.
You pay me extra walk to helicopter. Stand there while you talk and talk.
What do you plan to do about the subpoenas?
Well, the subpoena is ridiculous. I have been the most transparent president.
Okay. Now, this is the point where I really sometimes think shame on the media for not just packing up the cameras, turning around and leaving.
Yeah, yeah.
Just walk away.
Right.
Because he just turned around, cranked apart his massive ass cheeks and allowed turds to fly out at them.
Are you saying that what he said had no bearing on anything and it was just a lie and the media is complicit in this gaping?
Yeah. Okay. Instantly call him out on every fucking lie. What do you mean you're the most transparent? That's not what we saw in the Mueller report.
Yeah,
according to the Mueller report, there's 400 pages of you people lying and trying to hide shit. What do you mean you're the most transparent?
I mean,
we've got your Gamorrean guard admitting to lying.
Why does Donald Trump think he can ask the White House special counsel to sign a letter that's essentially a lie?
Because that's how he's rolled his entire fucking life.
But why would you do that? Because I would think, oh, shit. What if he has to testify and say, hey, President Pfeiffer asked me to sign this thing?
I'll just fire him and I'll just issue pardons. He really thinks he's king. He thinks he's the imperial emperor of the United States.
Well, you know, you can kind of understand why he might feel that way because he's president, but he didn't win.
True.
I mean,
I have been the most transparent president and administration in the history of our country by far. We just went through the Mueller witch hunt where you had really 18 angry Democrats that hate President Trump. They hate him with a passion.
He sounds insane. Listen.
We are speaking of ourselves in the third person.
You know, I did comedy last night and some of the audience, they were not fans of Ryan Pfeiffer.
Oh.
But you know what? I pushed on, and if a joke didn't get a laugh, Ryan Pfeiffer would just say the joke again, but louder.
Oh, well, that's
a little bit more irritated. Like, you know.
Did that work?
For Ryan Pfeiffer, it worked.
They hate him with a passion. They were contributors in many cases to Hillary Clinton. Hate him with a passion. How they picked this panel, I don't know.
He just hate him with a passion. He just talked about himself again in the third person.
He is musing.
Hate him with a passion. How they picked this panel, I don't know. And they came up with no collusion, and they actually also came up with no obstruction. But our attorney general ruled, based on the information, there was no obstruction. So you have no collusion, no obstruction. Now we're finished with it. And I thought after 2 years, we'd be finished with it. No, now the House goes and starts subpoenaing. They want to know every deal I've ever done. Now, Mueller, I assume, for $35 million, checked my taxes?
Now, this is the new information. Now, Mueller, I assume, checked my taxes. So this is the new lie they're going to throw out there is, obviously, we know Mueller had to already check the taxes, and if there was anything there, it would have been all over the reports.
Well, wait, I'm sorry. What is the logic behind that lie, then? Is he saying that...
Wait. This is for the deplorables.
It doesn't make any sense.
Logic
he's saying,
is utterly unnecessary.
But he's saying,
in fact, he's discouraged.
He's saying if Mueller's able to shit out a 400-page report, surely his taxes has already been looked at.
Oh, Mueller, he probably already got how many of my taxes? So,
oh, he got enough.
Oh, sure.
That's always but that is always the Republicans' response to everything. It's been looked into. How long is this going to go on?
Just like with Benghazi. Oh. Wait.
No,
that's not
right.
What they said there.
More on Benghazi.
Here we go. More.
I've ever done. Now, Mueller, I assume, for $35 million, checked my taxes, checked my financials, which are great, by the way. You know they're great. All you have to do is go look at the records. They're all over the place.
They're not. It's you. In fact, every record, I think it was Stephanie Ruhle this morning on MSNBC, listed 3 or 4 different numbers that were given in his financial disclosures in Forbes magazine, in him talking in 5 or 6 different times. It's his net worth is different every 5 fucking minutes.
So he's lying.
He's, of course, lying.
What is his doctor saying? Did his doctor write another letter about his financials?
Financials, which are great, by the way. You know they're great. All you have to do is go look at the records. They're all over the place. But they checked my financials and they checked my taxes, I assume. It was the most thorough investigation probably in the history of our country. I think I read where they interviewed 500 people. I say it's enough. Get back to infrastructure. Get back to cutting taxes. Get back to lowering drug prices. That's what, really, that's what we should be doing.
We agree. We wish we didn't have a president, not lowering taxes, but we wish we had a president and gave a shit about the American people. And
but he's even lying there, because if this Mueller shit wasn't going on, he wouldn't be doing any of that.
Right.
Well, he would be cutting taxes for rich people. That's true.
I saw a story that they're shitting their drawers over these 12 sealed referrals that were in the Mueller report. Criminal referrals.
Oh, shit. So those are people that at some point will be indicted?
12 different people or 12 different charges, multiple charges against people. I don't know, but
who knows what's in there? Mueller?
Right.
Just Mueller, right?
I believe they do, yeah.
But they all packed up and went home.
Not all.
Okay.
I think there's still stuff going
on. There's a guy.
Somebody's got to feed the fish.
They have fish.
Maybe they had an office cat.
What happened to Julian Assange's cat?
Oh, I saw a story about that. It's okay. Somebody got it. It's
took
okay.
it in. Okay.
It's probably happier.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. There's an indoor cat. That cat would be fine in the Ecuadorian embassy, really.
Yeah, but he's got to hang out with Julian Assange, just rubbing shit on the walls stuff, going crazy.
That's got to be disconcerting.
I have to deal with Pam Anderson.
Pam Anderson loves animals.
President then was the cargo on Air Force One down to this summit, the Prescription Drug Abuse and Heroin Summit.
Yay!
One of Melania's things that she's working on while we're all being best.
She's trying to get more of it.
The President Trump and the First Lady traveled to Atlanta to speak at the summit.
Yes.
After the First Lady's speech.
Yes. God.
It was Don's turn.
Which Michelle Obama speech did she do? Did she recreate?
And of course, you know, he was eloquent as fuck speaking at this conference.
Oh, yes.
Here he is. In a moment where he decided to go off of the teleprompter.
Oh, yeah.
We will not solve this epidemic overnight, but we will stop. There's just nothing going to stop us, no matter how you cut it. I know Good some God. Of the people in this room, nothing stops.
We won't stop this epidemic overnight. And he decided he didn't like that because that doesn't sound successful. So in the middle of, you could see his little switch flip in his little pea brain. He's like, wait a minute, what do you mean we won't solve this overnight? No, nothing's gonna stop us. Nothing's gonna stop you. Nothing's gonna stop you. He turns into Oprah. Nothing's gonna stop you.
Right. Is that the little switch inside his brain that says, oh, be racist?
Lie.
Yeah, lie.
No,
isn't
that switch on?
Yeah,
what switch?
Good point. There is not a switch. He is racist.
Nothing stops you. Nothing stops you. Nothing stops you, I can tell you.
God damn.
We will never stop until our job is done. And then maybe we'll have to find something new.
Listen.
What does that mean? We're going to find a new drug to abuse?
Like Britney Spears says, we can't stop and we won't stop.
What does he mean, find something new?
I'm sorry. Like Miley Cyrus says, we can't stop and we won't stop.
Well,
okay. Can you edit that first part out, please?
The two of them. What is he talking about?
I don't fucking know. Well, I mean, this nutball.
What's something new are we going to find?
Well, I don't know. Well, yeah. Well, he's paranoid, right?
But what is he talking about? We're going to. First, he's saying, you know, it's. Okay. I don't want to replay this too much, but.
Well, it's crazy.
Epidemic overnight. But we will stop.
He's like, we won't stop it overnight. And then he gets mad because he's like, well, this sounds like I'm not winning.
Yeah. He's got to get his big dick out. Show you.
And then, of course.
Right.
Each year, more than 70,000 precious American lives are lost to the opioid and drug crisis.
Okay, so he read that number.
Yes.
That number is about accurate.
Okay.
So, of course.
But here comes another
lives
number.
Are lost to the opioid and drug crisis. And in my opinion, the number is much higher than that.
It's, I think it's 74 million people. I think it's it's almost as many people as were killed in Sri Lanka.
But maybe he pops opioids. Do you know what I mean? Maybe he has
an he's an upper guy. You
right,
can
right.
All the sniffing and all the lies.
Protect all Americans. My administration declared the opioid epidemic.
Oh, I think he declares opioid. The opioid. Yeah. So
he thinks there's more. Okay.
Then he stays on topic, of course.
Yes.
Getting out of prison. And since our founding, they were having an impossible time getting a job. But because our economy is doing so well, perhaps the best it's ever been in our history, best unemployment numbers in history, best everything. Because of this, prisoners getting out are signing in, they're getting jobs, and I can tell you that those employers, because I speak to a lot of them, are thrilled. They had no idea. I'm so proud of that.
Please clap.
So the great economy has made it much easier. They get out, and then they have to prove themselves. They never got a chance to prove themselves. Now they prove themselves,
Who the fuck knows what he's talking about?
Does he have a program like this?
Some of these poor people in the audience might think they're relapsing.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, what is he talking? Is there a program they have out for people getting out of jail that...
I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
He's like, they go, they sign in, well, they work, everybody's thrilled.
Yeah, well, it's probably the white people.
Oh, yes. Well, of course, Pat.
Here, this is relevant.
Over. You probably saw the numbers today. We are detaining, capturing, call it anything you want, more people than ever before. Some of those people are not people we want in our country. And I will say Border Patrol has been incredible. There's never been a march.
What does this have to do with the opioid crisis?
I don't fucking know. I don't know. It's like he never knows what he's talking about. But whatever it is, he's sure he has to lie about it.
Law enforcement. I don't know if you know it, but over the last 2.5 years, law enforcement has become hot.
Woo-hoo! Has become hot.
Enforcement has become hot. They were having a little problem, right? But they're hot. People are loving their law enforcement more than ever before because we respect you.
Is he saying law enforcement was mad about Black Lives Matter, but now...
Well, there was a black one in the White House who obviously hated law enforcement because, you know, all black people do.
Yes. They're hot. they're mad because Obama was president, but now they're not mad because Trump is a savior for law enforcement and is president, right?
Right, and I mean, how could you show you love brown people more than putting Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III in as Attorney General?
Oh, my God.
He thinks he's never met a black person he didn't think should be incarcerated.
Does Trump think Black Lives Matter or Blue Lives Matter?
Well,
or does
black
he give a fuck?
Black Lives Matter as long as they're in his friend's private prison.
Oh, yes.
Making money for him.
And really, truly, Trump's life matters to Trump. That's it. Maybe he cares about Ivanka. She's got those legs.
Maybe. Ultimately.
Ultimately, she has legs.
Though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. God damn, all these fucking birds.
It's really a busy bird day.
You're nearly out of seed. Do you notice that? There's nearly no seed left in that
fucking
trough.
That has now been deciding to invade.
Yeah. We should put that picture on crab diving. The one of...
The rat with the blow dryer.
Right.
The squirrel. Actually, pretty cute. That's why
I
didn't chase it away.
Right.
So there's also a report that
So yeah, that's Trump's bizarre, odd speech.
Yeah, that's some weird shit. I mean, he sounds like he's on something, or he's real tired.
Also, in the news was that over the.
Do you think he takes uppers in the day to get, he's on Adderall or whatever, to get through whatever he's doing, but then to go to sleep, he's got to pop Xannies?
Maybe.
Just wondering.
Seems to be the vibe.
Yes.
Of a lot of people.
Right.
There's a story over at Vanity Fair that says outwardly, that's not how creepy this is. This is, you know, Mar-a-Lago over the weekend because we've spent, I don't know, how many hundreds of millions of dollars to fly that fat fuck down to golf every goddamn weekend?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. And then when he's on the golf course, this always killed me. He didn't want people taking pictures of him golfing. So he would set up barriers so photographers couldn't see.
Oh, they had mounds of sand dumped so that in between the parking lots and the links so that the people with cameras couldn't take pictures of him waddling and cheating.
I mean, doesn't it seem like he hates America?
Of course he hates America.
You know, why be president then if you hate it?
So they say it was a tale of two alternate realities at Mar-a-Lago.
Yes.
That when he got down there this weekend, quote, he got cheers and standing ovations when he walked into rooms at Mar-a-Lago.
Everybody's blowing him.
They made him feel like he won, one guest said.
Won what?
What?
What did he win?
The Mueller report.
Oh, he won. Okay, right.
But a Republican insider said, but Trump knew he was being watched backstage. He realizes the damage the report has done and is losing his fucking mind. I'm paraphrasing.
What does that mean? Is he like throwing shit?
He's pissed. He's Matt McGahn.
Of course.
They say Trump is venting about the note takers.
The people that write down shit on paper right. are coming for my ass.
Including Don McGahn, McGahn's deputy, Annie Donaldson, and staff secretary Rob Porter. One official interviewed said the thing that pisses him off is the note taking.
Yes.
Trump thinks that they have cooperated with Mueller. They could have cooperated with Mueller without all the note taking.
Well, but he's talking about note taking while they were on the job working for him.
Yes.
People are taking notes, Donald, because, I mean, you're fucked up and everything, but you're still their boss, and so they want to be able to do their job, and so they need to take notes based on shit that's going on in the White House. Why do you have to explain notes?
McGahn reportedly spoke to prosecutors for 30 hours during at least three voluntary interviews. He was cited 157 times in the Mueller report, more than any other witness.
Damn!
And provided vivid examples of Trump's efforts to obstruct justice.
Well, see, Trump is always used to doing things like with mobsters and on the down low and illegal shit, right? So the idea of taking notes is very foreign to him.
Of course.
Probably, you know.
One source said, quote, Trump is furious with Don.
Shit.
And wants his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, to file a personal lawsuit against McGahn for making defamatory statements against him in the Mueller report. He wants to sue McGahn for defamation in the Mueller report. And now, Giuliani says that's not true. Giuliani says, Trump never asked me to sue anyone.
Well, that's amazing. Giuliani won't even say that. So it must, you know, that must truly be crazy.
But Giuliani is attacking McGahn in the public sector.
Yes.
Giuliani said McGahn told Mueller's prosecutors essentially three different versions of events.
Oh, okay.
He says, I'd love to see Don's notes. I believe Don was confused and I've told him that.
If anybody in the White House seems confused, is it Don McGahn?
No.
Right.
witnesses who spoke to Mueller are, meanwhile, behind the scenes, everything's falling apart because they were, these witnesses who spoke to Mueller early on were told to go speak to him, remember?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Evan Beck, everybody go talk. And now Trump's pissed off. They're saying that Trump is blaming them for what's in the report when his legal team told them to say everything, cooperate, tell the truth.
And they're just saying what happened, right?
Right. One witness said, you didn't have to send me in there. I didn't want to go in. It was this mentality that we're going to do what makes sense in the moment. And when it doesn't work out, we'll just throw everyone under the bus. So now the staffers are getting pissed off.
Oh, shit.
That the truth is showing that Donald Trump has the loyalty, I don't know, of a pencil.
Oh, right. I was going to go.
Of your coffee cup.
I love this coffee cup, though. I've had this a long time.
South Park, Colorado.
Right. South Park.
The Sam Nunberg, remember him?
Right.
He said that Trump should be furious with Ty Cobb, who was the first lawyer who, I don't know, thought that Trump had to get rid of him because he said, we should cooperate fully and be completely transparent because we've got nothing to hide. So Trump, of course, had to get rid of that guy.
Why would you say that? I mean, if you're working for Donald Trump, that the phrase we have nothing to hide, I don't know that we have nothing to hide except the body of this victim back here and a bunch of other shit. Don't write anything down. I'm eating paper.
Nunberg said Mueller's lawyers could have asked those people anything and they would have had to answer. The idea that you'd do that with Donald J. Trump, it's just stupid, Nunberg. So even Nunberg is saying that.
It's stupefying. You're right.
Giuliani said he agreed with Cobb's full cooperation strategy because it prevented Mueller from subpoenaing Trump. So Giuliani thinks ultimately getting everybody else to testify, they could say, well, you don't need Trump to come in then.
See, now I would have sent Trump in there because Trump, you think Trump would have handled Mueller?
He thought he would. That's the problem.
Trump, this is a serious question. Does Trump think he's a genius?
Do you want me to look for that clip?
You said he is, right?
Any of those clips? Yeah. He's a stable genius.
He's a stable
genius. Don't
forget. That's right.
Another vector fueling anxiety in Trump land are the shoes yet to drop, including the 12 criminal referrals mentioned in the report.
And nobody knows what they are.
One Republican close to the White House said, what are those 12 that we don't know about? They will not be good.
Well, I mean, why could it be?
A myriad of things. Who the fuck knows? It could be that Trump was right and Mueller had his... had his financials, and now criminal inquiries have been filed, referrals on his finance.
What happens if we find out our president has ties with Russian organized crime?
When
we find out,
yes.
What will happen? Will it matter?
Well, who are we talking about?
The country, man. I mean, what
the
fuck?
To a lot of the country, it'll matter. To some... it won't.
We have serious problems in this country. If you if you read any article about the environment right now, it is not rosy. I just read about how many years we're going to be choking to death on plastic.
Sure.
But we're dicking around with this Mueller shit. We got to get this guy out of office. Tlaib's right. We got to start impeaching this dude.
Well, and
other shit needs to happen.
Excise the Republican cancer totally, because if we don't get the Senate... dude. Welcome back to the Obama years. Mitch McConnell has already said he is the grim reaper for any socialist agenda.
Right, right. Well, the agenda, I mean, it really should be nonpartisan. I know this is stupid. The agenda should be getting rid of Trump because he's a fucking fascist wacko. And he's fucking the whole planet up. He's destabilizing us.
Meanwhile, there's a new report from the New York Times.
Fake news.
That... Mick Mulvaney, the acting chief of staff.
Oh, he's the real, real ugly guy, right? I mean, he is really fucked up looking. His face.
I mean, I don't know. He looks like half of the kids I grew up with. No, that's Mnuchin.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I got him mixed up. Now, just to be clear, Steve Mnuchin, his face is so fucked up.
Well,
It is, please.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney reportedly warned then Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen not to ever bring up the topic of Russian interference in front of the president. So they're claiming, we got it covered. What are you squealing about? What do you mean we're not doing nothing to prevent the Russians from fucking with our elections? We're nobody's done more than anyone else in this administration. Meanwhile, the security, the Homeland Security Secretary was unable to even mention it in front of that fucking asshole because he still believes that the mere mention of it undermines his massive victory.
But that's Kirsten's fault. She should say something. Who gives a fuck what Mick Mulvaney says? Doesn't she has a duty? She's Homeland Security, whatever the fuck.
So Mulvaney allegedly warned her never to bring it up, despite her concern that the Russians are still trying to influence our elections.
Why never bring it up? Because it'll put man baby in a bad mood?
Yeah.
That's it.
Mulvaney reportedly said, quote, it wasn't a great subject and should be kept below the president's level.
Listen, most things that I would assume you would need to talk to the president about aren't great subjects. There, a lot of them are probably problems, issues that need to be dealt with. What are you supposed to do? Just keep this guy happy all day?
That's what we apparently see is going on. Then he's pissed off, too, about, I think it was yesterday, where somebody said, what about all these reports about people defying your orders to try to save the world?
Right.
And he's like, nobody ever defies my orders.
God damn. It just seems like.
Which is another moment.
Right.
That the press should have turned around and walked away.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't believe you. You're lying. Fuck off. Why are we giving you a platform?
Yeah. How do you deal with a guy where all he does is lie? You know?
Coming up on 10,000. I saw a Doonesbury cartoon that, you know, Doonesbury's still going.
God damn.
And I saw a Doonesbury cartoon that's like the White House trying to see what they're going to do to commemorate, to make sure that Trump's 10,000th lie is a memorable one. It was like a press conference, like, Mr. President, with your 10,000th lie coming, are you doing some special writing?
Yeah. I mean, you know, of course Doonesbury's still around. I mean, could you imagine missing Trump?
Oh, well, yeah.
John Stewart.
We have a follow-up.
Crab diving follow-up.
Yesterday, we played a clip.
Yes.
A little bit. And now, apparently, it's resulted in an indictment.
Oh, shit.
It's not really making the news.
Okay.
Coach Dave Dobenmeier has now said, well, here. Yesterday, right. He was at Hillary Clinton's house. He rented a car, drove 8 hours, live streamed from his shitty phone for a half an hour alone in front of Clinton's house.
Is he back?
And then drove 8 hours back. He's back at Dave Central.
Right.
And here he is talking about
this
indictment.
Okay.
See, I'm not saying there's something great about me. I'm just not denying my anointing. I'm just not denying what the Lord has called me to do. So I go and I make that video. And
meanwhile, he's been squealing about how he's being mocked.
Oh, okay.
Throughout the media.
Right, right.
For driving up there.
He just wants some respect.
I love how his excuse is, well, God told me to do it. We've heard that from some jihadists that flew planes into buildings and shot up all kinds of places.
But their God is not his God.
Oh,
you see?
I see.
Right.
I make that video, and I told everyone who would listen or anybody who wanted to listen, I said, listen, this is a spark. Something is going to grow out of this. And I get up this morning, and I want you to listen to this out of the mouth of Rush Limbaugh. Hey, listen, I didn't get it from Limbaugh, all right? This idea didn't come from Coach Dave to Limbaugh, and then I went to New York. This idea came from the Lord, and it came to me, and then it went to Rush Limbaugh. He said, boy, that sounds arrogant. Well, that's just how how spiritually disconnected you are.
Okay.
That's how spiritually disconnected you are. Right. If you don't believe that the Holy Spirit entered Dave from whatever orifice he enjoys.
So we'll go with the rectum.
And then somehow he thinks Rush Limbaugh is paying attention to him in the tiniest little iota.
Yeah, yeah. I don't
ridiculous.
Know. He's out of his fucking mind.
Let's hear what Rush says. Yeah. I want to hear if Rush mentions him specifically.
Right. Absolutely.
Arrogant. Well, that's just how spiritually disconnected you are.
Hillary Clinton needs to be investigated. She needs to be indicted, and she needs to be in jail.
Rush Limbaugh.
Well,
did he?
They've been saying that all
right.
along.
Who hasn't said that on that fucking side?
Did you hear Rush Limbaugh say, "Wow, I love that guy that drove up there and oh, yelled
yeah,
outside
yeah.
of her house for a half an hour that she should be indicted"? No. He just said the same thing he's been saying forever, that she needs to be indicted. And now Coach Dave is saying he started it. He started the spark.
Is Rush Limbaugh Coach Dave's Oprah?
I mean, I guess.
Right. Like, it's a big deal to Coach Dave. He loves Rush. You going to make fun of that?
You get an Oxy and you get
oh,
an Oxy.
Yes.
Oxy's for you. Oxy's for the whole audience.
Oh, right.
She needs to be indicted, and she needs to be in jail.
Rush Limbaugh called for the indictment of Hillary Clinton. Has anybody heard that before?
Yes.
Has
oh
anybody
my God.
Heard that?
Yes.
Before the spark was started at Chappaqua, New York.
Yes.
Is he fucking kidding me?
See, these Trumpists are beyond delusion.
I'll say, yeah, they're
just beyond delusion.
They're insane. I don't know. How does this guy? How does this Coach Dave function?
I could Google indict Hillary right now.
Oh, my
and
God.
And come up with 10,000 different versions of
go
people
outside,
screaming that they want her indicted.
Sit on the corner and see how many Hillary for prison bumper stickers you see. Every
right.
This is, this guy, dude, Coach Dave, you got a lot of fucking nerve with this one. You thought of the idea of indicting Hillary Clinton. You did. Okay.
The spark was started at Chappaqua, New York. Said, boy, you sure are taking some credit for some stuff. I'm just telling you. You hear the voice of the Lord and you obey. And then the Lord's responsible for what happens as a result of it.
Oh, I'm not responsible for my actions.
Oh, sure.
Because the Lord told me I obey. Then the Lord will handle it from there.
How do these Christians get off on that? Do you know what I mean?
Probably like a little lube and some.
Yes. I mean, there's such a self-importance to them. Like, do you really, let's say God is all powerful. He's a creator. He's watching over everyone.
Yeah.
And you just walk around all day thinking it doesn't matter what I do, who I damage, who I inconvenience, what bullshit I say, the Lord will come behind me and clean up all my messes.
Well, it's a great absolution of any responsibility for anything.
But don't you respect your sky god fuckface? Doesn't Coach Dave respect Jesus?
Saying the same Holy Spirit that influenced Dave, Coach Dave, influenced Rush Limbaugh. Don't you understand how that? Don't you understand how electric wires work? Don't you understand how connections go? Don't you understand that the same Holy Spirit that speaks to me is the same Holy Spirit that can speak to Rush Limbaugh, and he doesn't even know it? He doesn't know it's the Holy Spirit. He thinks it's an idea he came up on by himself.
God, he's nuts,
look
dude.
Thank you, Dave.
Yes.
Thanks for coming up with the idea of indicting Hillary Clinton,
right,
Dave.
Right, right.
Wow.
Don't you understand how electricity works?
I think the Holy Spirit's fucking with you.
Oh,
because
yes.
If he told you to go pay money to rent a car, drive 8 hours, stand outside for a half hour, drive 8 hours back.
God's fucking with you.
God is fucking with you because.
Right. God's hanging out.
I could show you 1,000 tweets from yesterday
yes.
morning that say, lock her up, indict her.
Yeah.
She should be in jail.
What does he mean, though? He's like, don't you know how electronic connections work?
Oh, yeah.
Is he saying that if I improve my knowledge of electricity, I would believe in all this God bullshit? I mean, because I don't
and
know.
And I'm believing that this indict Hillary spark has been lit, and she ain't going to get out from under it. There anywhere she can run, but she cannot hide. The Holy Spirit has issued
What is wrong with these tiny testicle little men that they are so obsessed with going after Hillary Clinton?
Well, I think it's sexism. I really do. I think it's the woman thing. I think, especially Coach Dave, I mean, anybody who has made his name by whatever reputation Coach Dave has, however people know of him, I mean, he would be, I guess you would say, famous for yelling at women going into clinics getting health care. So that's who the fuck he is.
Issued. Indict, man. Indict. Because we will not have government. We will never have free government in America if this criminal goes off scot-free simply because her father, the devil, in my honest opinion, has declared it so.
She is the literal spawn of Satan, according
oh my God.
To these sad, pathetic creatures.
Listen, is Hillary Clinton Slytherin? Yes. Or no!
She would have definitely been put in Slytherin.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, okay. But not Trump, too. Mm-hmm. Trump, right? Trump is Slytherin. He's not Ravenclaw?
Mnuchin, Slytherin.
Oh, God.
In my honest opinion, has declared it so. But my daddy said, Coach, you go say indict, and I'm going to do something that's going to smack her daddy down. My daddy's bigger than her daddy.
Oh, yeah?
What is wrong?
My daddy, big daddy!
What is wrong?
My daddy's bigger than you!
People, I mean, I can't.
What daddy?
This is just like a Saturday Night Live sketch.
Oh, it is.
Because it is beyond absurdity that people like Coach Dave are actually saying shit like this and by being taken seriously by anyone and not being grabbed and thrown into a rubber room.
Oh, yes.
For
leather
his own
daddies.
Safe, for his own and our safety.
Now you're talking leather daddy. That's the kind of daddy we're talking about. What kind of daddy is he talking about? What kind of daddy?
I don't know. His daddy's bigger than her daddy.
Yes, big daddy.
God, these people are so fucked up.
He's fucked up. Your daddy.
Coach Dave. Coach Dave follow-up.
Wow, what a dickhead.
The Holy Spirit has issued an indictment against Hillary Clinton.
Yes. You got your rental car returned safely? No dings or anything like that?
God didn't choose to have you engage in an accident.
I mean, why didn't God have you fucking take a bus to Hillary's or something like that?
Well, right.
I don't know.
I don't think the Lord was specific about how to get there. He just said, go to Hillary's.
God.
Go to Hillary's.
Yes.
Not feed some poor people that are near you or
Coach.
Help the sick.
Right.
No, none of that. God's like, spend money and drive 8 hours.
Coach Dave, get the bumper-to-bumper insurance.
These people are nuts.
Woo!
We've got a story. We didn't really talk about this. This was over the weekend also.
Fuck you!
Excusez-moi. There was a report that the Russian state media...
Nicked!
...is way into playing clips of Sean Hannity.
Oh, I thought you were going to say crab diving.
I wonder why.
Oh, yes. He's got that orange rim around his fucking lips.
There was a story from a Daily Beast report detailing how a recent opening monologue from Hannity's Fox, quote, news, unquote, show.
Yes.
Was being used to tell people about the Mueller report in Russia.
Oh, my God.
So Russians are getting the Hannity story of the Mueller report. And that's on all Russian television.
Right.
Is, by definition, Russian state television.
Yeah, are they allowed to do that, though? Because doesn't Fox own the Hannity show?
Oh,
can RT just
play
whatever
sure
the fuck they want?
Well, I'm sure Rupert is way into it. Go
ahead.
Oh,
yeah.
The story in question was based on, the article also included a screenshot of a clip from Hannity's program. This is, now Hannity's mad.
Oh, yes.
At this Mediaite story.
Right. Is he mad that his shit is being used for Russian propaganda?
Well, yeah.
To prop up Putin?
The tweet was, Russia state TV broadcast Hannity's commentary attacking the Mueller report. In perfect synchrony with the Kremlin.
Are we sure that RT isn't using clips from our show? Is anti, like, pro-Trump kind of shit? Are we certain?
One of our tweets was used in an RT story once.
Oh, my God, that's right.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Hannity, it was not bad, though. It was something that, you know, I mean, I'd be proud of having broadcast somebody we hated or something. Hannity was not impressed and went on a multiple tweet squeal.
Multiple.
Trying to say how critical he's been of Russia. This is the same thing. This is like Trump. Nobody's been harder on Russia than Trump. Nobody than me ever in the history of ever.
Always tell these deplorables what they want to hear. I think that's how these guys roll. And if it means lying, fuck it. Just lie.
So the story says Russian state TV is reportedly airing Sean Hannity clips. And then Hannity tweet 1 of 13.
Damn.
I'm not going to read even two of these.
Right.
But the first one says, maybe the Daily Beast. Oh, wait, Hannity. Maybe the Daily Beast mediaite could have included my numerous comments about Russia being a hostile regime and Putin a hostile bad actor and how dangerous they are to our security. Blah, 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 blah. More fake news by cherry picking comments without the proper context. It's not fake news. They are playing your clips in Russia to prove to the Russians that the United States is fucked and attacking poor, innocent Donald Trump. How right. is that fake news?
Because he goes on television and poo-poos the Mueller report. And the point of the Mueller report is to show how Russia is influencing our elections, is in our government, and all the shit that went on in the White House, right?
Yes.
So Hannity just shits on that report. And then they play it in RT, right?
Right. And then Mediaite says, hey, they're playing Hannity on Russian state TV. And Hannity says fake news.
But they are.
Fake news, Ryan.
They are playing.
Fake news. Fake news. Fake news. Fake news.
No, boo-boo. God damn it. By the way, go to
That's
crab
the intellectual diving. Level of Republicans.
Oh, yes.
These days.
Oh, I agree with you.
No, boo-boo. La, 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 la.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
I don't want to hear your facts. I don't want to hear your data. Your science.
Oh, God. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking chunk of.
So Hannity went on a 13 twit rant.
A twit?
Squealing, piggy squeals about how nasty the media is by
God,
telling
you fucking
the truth
victims.
About him.
God, all of you. You fucking victims. You yeah. fucking snowflakes. What the fuck happened to you? God damn it, Hannity. Has he always been such a little fucking asshole?
Yes.
Such an anti-American dickbag, rolling over for the fucking Russians, sucking on to Putin and Trump and
didn't
all these fuckfaces.
Didn't he start off as like a caller?
To what? A show?
I thought Hannity started off as like a regular caller to some right-wing nut job show in the 90s or something like that. And then he became a regular caller and then, you know, people started pulling their puds to him.
You know, the business of just being Trump's little yes man must pay well. He must make a fuck ton of money.
We also have the... thanks for joining us, by the way.
Oh,
everybody.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Already after the top of the hour, show's going quickly. Wow. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Right.
Every time you buy something, we get a little commissione.
Buy some shit.
Helps us out.
And we get paid.
This is comforting.
Oh, yes.
Here are the mellifluous warblings of Rush Limbaugh again.
Warbling.
Listen to this little exchange here.
Okay.
This is a caller, Rush taking a caller.
Right.
In between oxy suppositories.
Ooh, yes.
Or at the same time.
Ouchie.
He can talk and shove something up his rectum.
How many
at the same
suppositories
time?
Can you get in his asshole?
Well, he has special made ones that are the size of footballs.
Oh, my gosh. Boy, impressive.
All right, let me get a phone call in here. Allentown, Pennsylvania. Hey, Chuck, great to have you on the program, sir. Hello.
Great to speak with you, Rush. Mega Ditto. Been listening to you.
Oh, God.
Oh, a ditto head, right?
Is this a cartoon character? Much love to you, Rush. Mega dittos to you, my friend.
God, you know, I like our listeners. I love our listeners. They're awesome. Yeah. Imagine having these shit bags.
Great to speak with you, Rush. Mega dittos. Been listening to you since 1990.
I appreciate that, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Consuelo, more Oxleys, please.
Since 1990.
My take on why Mueller never closed the loop is I believe it would have started a revolution in this country.
Okay. If Mueller never closed the loop, what did he say?
He's saying had Mueller accused Trump of crimes.
Right.
Or indicted him, that it would have been on. And all God. The waddlers.
Yeah. Is that going to be the waddlers' defense for when you can no longer say that Trump did nothing wrong when the evidence is there? People will say, well, too bad.
They're saying too bad.
It's gonna make our country insane. We just need to get on with the business of governing.
Oh, that, yeah.
So what? Who gives a fuck?
Trump said that on the long today.
Shit.
We'd get infrastructure. And we're done. We're done. Let's get to infrastructure. Let's get to lowering taxes.
I mean, if he's coming out and saying the motherfucker is fighting every subpoena, how is that?
How is that open?
How is that not obstruction?
Right.
Isn't that if you get a subpoena from Congress, do you have to go?
Yes. Otherwise, they can vote you in contempt of Congress and send the marshals after you.
So by fighting the subpoenas, how do you fight a subpoena?
Well, you would go to court and they're going to lose. They're just going to lose.
So you can sue to get out of a subpoena.
Kind of. Right. I mean, you could try, but, you know, I'm going to sue to stop the sun from coming up tomorrow.
What time?
There you go.
Though, what time are you talking about?
I don't care. I don't want it at all. I'm suing.
Shit, you want to live in total darkness?
It's equally as effective.
You're a progressive vampire.
Never closed the loop, because I believe it would have started a revolution in this country.
What kind of
Is that his turn signal?
His turn signal. And I don't know. I think Rush is obviously barely listening.
Oh, yes,
to this caller, because then, you know, he lets this dead air hang, and then finally
Rush is high as fuck, probably.
What kind of revolution?
What kind of revolution? Like, tell me what you think would have happened.
I believe that there would have been a lot of people up in arms.
Yeah, but what were they going to do about it? What would Trump people do about it? Aside from the fact that Trump people are the ones that have the guns.
God, this radio show is shit.
Aside from they're the ones that have the guns. This guy didn't even go there. This guy said people would be up in arms.
Right, right.
They'd be upset. Rush is the one who says, oh, well, the Republicans are the ones with the guns.
Can you hear the contempt he has for that caller?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of revolution? What are you talking about?
What would Trump people do about it? Aside from the fact that Trump people are the ones that have the guns in America, what would they do about it?
The left
doesn't have any guns. Not that they want us to know about it anyway.
That's not true.
Shut the fuck
not
up.
Not that they want us to know about it
anyway. What does that
mean? What does that mean? That there may be secret gun caches hidden throughout the country?
You know what's bullshit is that... The right is the one in love with guns, right?
Yeah.
The right is in love with guns, and they're the fucking violent dickbags. What do you mean? What do you think there's a stash of, like, there's an ammo dump where all the liberals and the hippies are stowing away their weapons to take over the fucking country?
The left doesn't have any guns, not that they want us to know about it anyway. Don't they throw their guns away? No, of course not.
Well, they don't throw their guns away. Folks,
look, I know you, I see yours is the logical answer. Yours is the logic because Mueller knew that would be going too far. To actually issue a report with his name on it, claiming that the president of the United States is a traitor, he couldn't go that far. Why not? They got
he went far enough to say the president is an obstructor.
If Trump didn't do anything wrong, then how do you account for all those pages? Is it 400 pages that simply say, oh, listen, nothing bad went on in the White House. We found that. Hey, here's a report that found nothing. It's 400 pages.
Right. With annotations and quotes.
Right. With like supporting evidence.
Right.
That you can't include in the report. And in fact, what you said earlier, Mueller had more shit, but he didn't consider it to be admissible.
Right.
That doesn't mean nothing.
Correct.
He just didn't have evidence. And he wasn't able to talk to the president. He didn't interview Trump, right? So don't you think an interview with Trump would have filled in some holes? Or maybe not?
Yeah, I would have dug some, I think. All some holes pretty filled. Big holes would have been dug.
Gaping.
So that's it. I'm not going to play any more Rush Limbaugh. God. Fuck Rush Limbaugh. But Rush is Rush goes right there.
What a talent.
Red Evolution. What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean, revolution?
Can we all just take a moment
Republicans
to...
Republicans have all the guns.
Oh, yes. Can we just take a moment to recognize Rush? He's such a fucking talent. God damn it. So yeah, good.
You know, I've listened to just parts of Rush, and I don't get it. He not
sounds
funny.
And he's not engaged.
There's just nothing... I don't know.
It sounds like...
a lot of dead air.
He's playing words with friends and doing a talk show.
Yeah, yeah.
By himself.
I've also got a story here.
Ooh, yes.
That this is, well, let's talk about some of the candidates, shall
right.
we?
Oh, shit, yes.
Apparently, Jolton Joe is jumping in tomorrow.
Yay!
Joe Biden apparently will be dropping a video.
Ooh, yes.
Announcing his candidacy.
Hey, Joe, will you please light it well and get the audio? Because sometimes these candidates drop videos and you don't know what they're saying and the lighting sucks. There's no reason for that.
It'll be really hard to top I Used to Castrate Pigs.
Oh, my God. Joni Ernst, right? From Iowa?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Senator Joni Ernst.
No, oh, yes. God.
Where's the story I'm looking for? Okay, so, yeah, in the candidates' news.
Yes.
This is, we've got Kamala Harris.
Right.
Said something awesome.
Okay.
I don't know if
Kamala is it Kamala or Kamala?
Kamala. I've heard her say it herself. I've heard her refer to herself.
Fake news.
And she says Kamala.
Was she talking like Trump does? Like Trump is trying his hard. Is she like?
No, somebody said something and she said, well, yeah, my name's Kamala.
Oh, okay. So she didn't sound insane.
No.
Okay.
California Senator, Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris.
Yay.
Is at the She the People Forum, which is a forum for women of color. The first, quote, the first ever presidential candidate forum focused on women of color.
Okay.
And I can just hear the pig squeals now.
Ooh.
Oh, well, we don't have white. We don't have meetings for only white people. Oh, yes, you do.
Oh, yeah, you do.
We've seen CPAC.
It's just called the world.
Yeah.
The world is for white people.
She talked about the war on drugs.
Yes.
Said it's wrong to punish young black men. Who sold marijuana during the days of the drug war.
Okay.
And she's talking about, you know, being able to get jobs and everything like that. And she goes, and then prohibiting them from participating in legal marijuana history when they, quote, were ahead of the curve. A lot of people who were arrested for marijuana sales, she said, were young men of color. Isn't that the irony of it all? That now this is one of the fastest growing money-making industries in our country. The very young men who were trying to make money doing the same thing but got criminalized and have been branded felons for life are excluded from the economic opportunities that are now available because of this new industry.
Right. Yes.
Some of these young men should be first in line to get the jobs available. Their felony convictions should not be any barrier to them having employment in the industry that they were part of before it was an industry.
Damn. And listen, what I'm about to say, if Kamala is nominated, I will vote for her. But this sounds odd coming from a former prosecutor, right? Because she was part of this war on drugs that gave people felonies
well,
and all
I don't
this
know
shit.
I don't know how anti-drug she was in California. I can't speak to her record on that, so I'd have to look at that.
Because, I mean, Kamala is a cop. That's where she speaks from.
Well, a prosecutor.
Right.
And she said they were ahead of the curve.
Okay.
And the audience went, so there you go.
It's really, it's not that funny when you think about it. There are people with felonies. They can't vote. There's a lot of shit you can't do. You can't get in on this industry because you probably couldn't get a job with a felony on your record.
Well,
for sure.
She just said. That's what I just read. Yeah, and that's why.
No, I get that. I'm just saying. Yeah. To me, the irony is that someone from our judicial system that doled out these fucking felonies is speaking about it in such a negative way. I mean, doesn't it sound odd?
Well, if she did.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know what her policies were in California. I mean, as far as going after drug convictions and things like that. So, I think she had issues with other things, but I thought she was pretty good for trying to...
Well, you know, I mean...
Not have her prosecutions be based on color or stuff like that. I thought, but I'm voting for her anyway.
It doesn't fucking matter.
Huh?
I'm going to vote for her anyway. I mean, if she's nominated, it's fine.
I might have to look that up.
Yes.
We also have, cracks forming in the Pete Buttigieg.
Oh, shit.
Veneer for me personally.
What's up?
Because of this detail that now co-hosting a fundraiser for Pete Buttigieg will be Gwyneth Paltrow.
From Goop?
Gwyneth fucking Paltrow.
You guys be careful what you steam.
Gwyneth Paltrow and former West Wing star Bradley Whitford are teaming up for a fundraiser for the Democratic White House hopeful.
Ah, shit.
So, you know, a tiny strike against him if Gwyneth likes him.
I mean, I don't know.
And, you know, I'm kind of joking.
Right.
Trying to do some humor here once in a while on this show.
Right, right.
Goopy.
She still do Goop?
Yes, she does. She just signed up. She's doing a Goop TV show.
Oh, okay.
Or a Goop TV channel or something.
Do they have a whole series of programming on steaming your genitals so they're better? What was it? Why did she want...
It's a new app.
Oh, okay. It was an app?
Yeah, yeah.
It was an app?
No, I'm kidding. Also in the news, we have, some Trump's America.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
This is, like I said, Trump's America. Oh, here we go. Who is shocked that two Virginia police officers are now, I believe they've been fired, which is, I guess, the shocking part.
Right.
Because it was found out that they have ties to white supremacist organizations.
Oh, my God. Of course. Of fucking course.
It was in the root.com that... to a Virginia Division of Capitol Police, which handles law enforcement on Capitol grounds.
Yes.
Provides protection to state officials, announced that one of the assholes, Robert Stamm, was fired for violating policy after an activist group shared screenshots of his social media posts on Twitter.
Wow.
God. It was an Antifa group that shared... stuff that he had said.
Yeah, yeah.
It began after the Antifa org exposed his ties on February 5th, showing his tattoos and flags associated with white supremacy.
Right.
including a badge on his Facebook profile photo of something called the Asatru Folk Assembly, which, according to the Southern Poverty Legal Center, is a hate group.
Right.
He said his affiliation is religious with the group. And my religion.
Well, that's real fucked up then.
And he thinks he's being fired. It's a violation of his freedom of religion.
I mean, this kind of makes sense, right? Because we all know in law enforcement, there's just racism all over the fucking place, right? These cops profile people, blah, 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 blah. And of course, a bunch of them are in these wacko KKK groups and shit like that. God, it's so fucked up.
I was discriminated against for my religion. My religion is not politics. It is faith. My constitutional rights were violated, period. Then there was Daniel Morley, who worked for the Chesterfield County Police. He was fired on Thursday.
Yes.
In a Facebook post, the chief of police there wrote that he was investigated because, quote, he may have affiliation with Identity Europa. That's the group.
Oh, they're creepy,
that's
right?
That's the group that wanted to get a boat to sink boats full of refugees in the Mediterranean going to Italy and all the good white countries.
Man, is it just me or does it seem like this shit is happening all over the place?
It
like refugees
the leaves, place.
They escape whatever's going on in whatever country, and then they have to deal with like lunatics like this. Snatching them up.
And the shit in their country may be exacerbated, if not caused, by people in our countries.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How sad.
So, this other guy was actually, apparently had ties with this Identity Europa.
Oh, great.
An organization, according to the police chief, widely known for promoting white nationalism.
Yay!
Online postings and activities attributed to this officer were reviewed, and once authenticated, the officer was administratively suspended, and then, I guess, eventually fired.
Right, so, right.
Two police officers in Virginia fired because they're white nationalists.
God damn.
White supremacists.
I mean, just so we're clear, white nationalism isn't a religion.
I mean, they could try to claim it and probably will.
So
Steve King.
Yeah.
Another story today.
Right.
Another white nationalist, white supremacist.
He worships racist Jesus.
Steve King. Did I even pull that one or do I just have it on our Facebook page?
Does he just always have stories about how he's a big bigot? There's just always stories out there on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's
his thing. And he doesn't do anything else.
Right.
Like, when you look at his legislative achievements, I think, didn't we find out he had co-sponsored renaming a post office once?
Oh, God.
Like, that's his biggest legislative achievement.
So all he really does is he goes to Washington or he represents Iowa, air quotes, by just being like, a bullhorn.
A racist asshole on
for
TV.
For racist shit. Sure. Right. Yeah.
Well, here he is on, don't forget, we're on Facebook also.
Oh,
everybody.
Yes.
Facebook.com/crabdiving. One
we're
word.
Also on Twitter.
All over the freaking place.
Yes.
Not on Snapchat.
No.
However, or TikTok.
Right. What is that?
Another messaging app kind of thing.
I've never heard of that.
TikTok. Very popular among the kids these days.
Yay!
If you go to our Facebook page, you will see the story that was up earlier as
right.
I scrolleth down.
Yes.
That Steve King was speaking. And who's putting Steve King up on a stage anywhere is another thing we may need to look into.
Yeah, it would seem like that guy. It would seem like Steve King would have problems getting speaking engagements because, you know, he's a Nazi.
Right, in most areas.
Right.
Alabama.
So, hey, bring on Steve King. We don't give a fuck.
He was speaking. I can't even see where he was here.
Right.
But here he is. Speaking.
Yay.
in typical Republican conservative Christian fashion,
right,
he's the victim.
Oh, yes.
He's talking about all the vote for censure that he got.
You know, in our staff, we've made sure that we have solid, faithful people at every level in Washington and here in the district. And it's been, for all that I've been through, it seems even strange for me to say it, but I'm at a certain peace. And it's because of a lot of prayers for me.
Oh, fuck you.
And when I had to step down to the floor of the House of Representatives and look up at those 400 and some accusers, you know, we've just passed through Easter and Christ's Passion, and I have a better insight into what he went through for us.
I have a better insight.
Oh, my God.
As to what Jesus went through for us because a bunch of mostly white people.
Yes.
Voted to write down a censure on a piece of paper.
Well, there's more evidence that Steve King exists than Jesus does, though.
Sure.
Right. I mean, what a dickhead. So he watched Passion of the Christ. He's like, that's me. Well, all these victims do that, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're like, oh, look, I'm suffering.
They can't wait to climb up on the cross.
God, Steve, you're a privileged motherfucker. What did you just read? You haven't co-sponsored any legislation?
He's done nothing.
So what are you doing to earn your paycheck? Nobody's more privileged or lucky than you are. You have a job. You don't have to do anything but say racist shit.
It says here, an Iowa Republican with a history of racist remarks. King was likely referring to being stripped of his committee assignments and rebuked by members of his own party after an interview with the New York Times in January, in which, as part of what he said, was defense of the culture of America.
Yes.
He said, white nationalist, white supremacist, Western civilization. How did that language become offensive?
Damn. You know, what it is that Steve King, for years, sort of, kind of, kept his white nationalism at bay, right? He could walk down the street without looking like...
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, but now, what happened? Why is he
Republicans, Trump, they don't care anymore. It's unabashed.
He's emboldened.
Yeah. He's endemic of what's going on.
So let's say before Trump, how the fuck did this guy wind his way into being on all these committees and having all this leadership in the Republican Party? How did
you have a pulse?
God, how sad.
And you win two or three elections and they decide they love you.
Yeah. It's a house of horrors, that GOP, man.
But he didn't even, I saw some Iowa people they interviewed and, you know, farming is big for them and ethanol is big for them.
Right.
They don't know what to do with all the fucking corn they grow.
Yes.
And because, you know, fair market.
Of course. Okay.
Fair market.
Right, right. So we subsidize corn.
We pay them to throw away corn or to turn it into ethanol.
Right.
But Steve King has not lobbied to get himself on like the farming committees, like the important committees that he should be on to represent the people in his rural fucking white farmer district. And he has not tried to get on those good committees.
But that, you want to be on the corn committee? You want to be on the corn committee?
But to help your constituents, you should.
Fuck, that's boring. Steve King's like, oh, do I want to be on the corn committee? Hey, I might represent...
Chuck Grassley's way into it.
What?
Chuck Grassley's way the fuck into it. That's what Grassley lives for, that ethanol.
Ethanol and shit, well...
Oh, yeah, don't you know, I love ethanol.
Steve King is into Nazis, he's into this... He wants to dress like the Gestapo... A nice little Nazi uniform. That's what he's into. Corn, please. Corn is boring to Steve King, even though he represents Iowa.
Right. He has a stars and bars on his desk in Iowa.
When did I? But Iowa was, see, I don't even know. Was Iowa even around during the Civil War?
It was.
What the fuck were they doing?
Fighting for the Union.
But were there fights in Iowa?
I don't think so. I don't know if there were a lot of battles in Iowa.
Why does he have the Confederate fucking flag?
Because he's a racist.
God, that's some hardcore racism.
Talk about cultural appropriation.
You're
a northerner, you asshole.
Yeah.
Why are you waving the stars and bars?
You know,
it always amazes me when people that I've known from up north in Wisconsin and stuff like that, or I know a few people who are way into stars and bars, and there's one I'm like, motherfucker, you were born in like Mauston, Wisconsin. You're from Wisconsin.
God, you know, and what do you get? So let's say you have that conversation with somebody. You sit them down and you say, that's not about your heritage. That's about oppression. That's about the enslavement of a people. What our society was built on.
You're enslaving white people right now by telling me I can't fly my stars and bars.
We're telling you the truth.
Or wait, it's Wisconsin people. Oh, you're telling me I can't fly my stars and bars.
What do you give a fuck? You're from Wisconsin.
Go
to Bean Snappers.
It's the politics of fuck you, which is why Trump won. It's the white angry politics of fuck you.
God, Jesus, people should care. In what do you think people like in Wisconsin? The Packers.
Oh yeah, they love their Packers.
The Brewers.
Less, but yeah,
fuck the Brewers.
Yeah,
but they like the Confederate. Shit, no, not Civil all of War? Them. I mean,
there are just some that
don't. You guys have fucking video games to play, and there's something you could do for fun.
Well, they do. They play Call of Duty and say the N word all day.
Ooh, perfect. Color me there.
Still a little bit left here on the big show. So thoughts and prayers to Steve King, who now knows what the suffering of Christ was like.
Did he say he was praying for someone in that?
He's being prayed for. The reason that he's now at peace
is
because of all the prayers he's been receiving.
Tweet us and don't lie to us. Don't fucking lie. Tweet us at Crab Diving. Admit that you prayed for Steve King. I want to hear from all these people that supposedly prayed for this dick bag. Did you? Did you pray for Steve King? Yes or no?
Fuck no.
All right.
I haven't prayed in 10 years.
Ask me if I prayed for Steve King.
Have you prayed for Steve King?
I have not. Okay, that's two people. I'm just saying, who the fuck prays for him? And I would feel weird saying on this show, hey, I just want to shout out to all the people that pray for me, that when you're on your knees, I don't know when you pray on your knees, when you're whatever. When you're praying, you mentioned Ryan Pfeiffer. Boy, I appreciate that. Thank you so fucking much. Thank you.
There's a little more. Steve King. If you want to hear.
Yeah, him. Yeah, absolutely. It's delusional.
Partly Easter and Christ's passion, and I have a better insight into what he went through for us, partly because of that experience. And so,
dead silence, even in this crowd, which I'm assuming is a friendly crowd. I'm still trying to figure out where the fuck he was.
Well, listen, he's in Mordor. And also, I just want to address one thing he said. When he said, you know, the sins he died for us. No. Say another pronoun. I'm not us. I'm not included. He didn't die for my sins, okay? I'm coming out right now on this podcast today. Jesus did not die for my sins.
Okay.
Suck my dick. Quit including me in that. I'm not a part of your religion bullshit. Don't you resent that? Jesus died for our sins. Okay. Okay, lunatic. Whatever you think. Damn this religion. Fuck it.
Which his dad, which is really himself, caused us. It isn't our sin. It was the sin of two assholes that were running around naked in a garden that he set up somewhere.
And then if God's so powerful, why do we have to go get more measles shots because of assholes? Why?
Maybe God's trying to call the herd.
Yeah.
Maybe it is from God. He's like, look, I got to send some plagues or something. These people are fucked up.
Hey, God, get more of these Fox viewers to smoke. Get them to start smoking.
Here's the rest of the mellifluous tones.
Okay.
Steve King.
Right.
I'm grateful that we are the people we are, that we have.
I'm grateful that we're white.
I'm grateful I am.
I'm grateful that we are the people we are, that we have, not only, we have a strong Christian ethic here, and a high percentage of people that are true believers. We have all of that going for us, but it's also in our culture. And we don't think about it very often, about how much our Christian faith echoes through the way the who we are as a people.
He also,
how much our Christian faith echoes through how we are as a people. What the fuck is he talking about?
I mean, I agree. No. I think Christians like him are really easy to spot. So I think it's echoing the fuck around them.
And I think, just so we're clear, Steve, I think it echoes through your fucking asshole.
He was at a town hall at Western Iowa Tech Community College when he was speaking here.
Eat my dick at a college? Oh, God.
One attendee said to Steve King, Christianity is really being persecuted, and it's starting right here in the United States. It's starting here in the United States.
Can you nail Christianity to a cross? Can you crucify?
The concept of no.
Yes. That's what he's saying. Why do you want to crucify all the Christians?
Well, and don't the Christians believe that they were like chucked to lions in the Roman days? I think that's kind of pretty significant persecution that's not really equivalent to what they're suffering here in the United States.
They believed that, and
didn't happen, by the way.
And they also believed something that's rarely talked about, that the representative from the first district of Texas brings up often. They you know, not only were they thrown to lions before battle, they would have to wait.
Are the Greeks.
And Greeks, okay.
You're conflating your Greeks with your Romans.
Yeah. Do not play that Louis Gohmert clip. That's not what I was angling for.
Yeah, Christianity is really being persecuted and starting right here in the United States. One of the white Iowa waddlers said at this town hall.
King. We can be enraged about this. I am just fucking tired of these Christians playing the victim. We don't have enough wood.
Strap in, man.
We don't have enough wood to build all the crosses that you need to climb up on.
Are you kidding? There's enough pieces of the real cross that we could put up enough crosses.
Oh, yeah.
The Catholics have enough chunks of actual, wink, wink, real cross of Jesus.
Oh, you little bitches. Grow the fuck up. There's no God. He doesn't exist. Suck a dick.
And I couldn't care less if he does or doesn't.
Really?
It doesn't affect me at all.
Yeah.
But you people that believe in him sure the fuck do affect the rest of us.
The measles. A lot of times, this anti-vaxxer bullshit, dude, oftentimes, it stems from this religion.
Sure.
Because it's sky god bullshit. You could get the measles. And I could too.
Right.
So I say fuck that. You know?
We
need the Black Panthers, what we need. Quit fucking around.
Steve King, good job, Iowa, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
One re-election last time. Let's remind everyone.
What the shit? What do they do when they go in the polls in Iowa? Do you huff airplane glue or take ketamine?
There is, I think you put this up on our Facebook page, a different version of the story. But speaking of Iowa,
fuck you.
I guess let's say something nice about Iowa, or something nice happened, sort of. Trump era good news.
Right. This is with a caveat.
Right.
It would have been great if nothing happened.
Iowa's longest serving Republican legislator, a state representative named Andy McKean.
Yay.
Has now, while in office,
yes,
as a state representative, said, I am done with the fucking Republican Party. I am now a Democrat.
Right, 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 right.
He offered, I'm reading from the Post. He offered a searing renunciation of Donald Trump, saying he can no longer support Trump as the party's standard bearer because of unacceptable behavior and his reckless spending.
Spending?
He joined the Democratic Party after he spent nearly 50 years as a registered Republican.
Holy shit.
26 years as a Republican in the Iowa legislature.
See, that's the issue. Why is that guy spending 26 years in fucking government? What the fuck?
Ultimately, he said, I feel as a Republican that I need to be able to support the standard bearer of our party. Unfortunately, I cannot bring myself to support Donald Trump. Unacceptable behavior should be called out for what it is. Americans of all parties should insist on something far better in the leader of their country.
Well, of course. Thank you. Yes. And I'm glad you left the Republicans. But did you hear what he said? The spending, the reckless spending? That's it.
Republican. You know, he
can't suggest.
He's an old school Republican who says smaller government and right. need to get rid of those deficits.
He can't bear to suggest it to his people that I'm leaving because Trump is insanely racist. And what he's doing in terms of immigration is Iowa. Disgusting.
Iowa. Did I mention he's in Iowa? And we just heard Steve King.
But this is good, right?
In Iowa? Yeah, yeah. This is good. This is what we need more of.
We don't need to shit on this.
You know, there's a couple of the Watergate era folk have been on telly.
Yes.
And are saying, you know, fear not because... with Nixon, it took a while for the public to come around and for some of them, it literally took a tape of Nixon saying, I want the CIA to shut down the Watergate investigation, or tell the CIA to tell the FBI to shut down the Watergate investigation. And that didn't even sway all
right,
of them.
Right.
So, you know, these little cracks in the veneer Ooh. Are awesome. We need more of these Republicans to say that they can't support him. And with his ratings, his approval ratings
Ooh.
Now plummeting.
Yes.
In the days after the Mueller report, I don't think things are going to get better.
Do you think we've discussed this? So I apologize to the audience for the redundancy.
Crab diving redundancy.
What is the difference between Watergate and now and the Mueller shit and Trump?
This is worse.
It's Fox News, though.
One of the differences, sure.
It just seems like that's the...
Yeah.
I just think about what if Nixon had a Hannity? What if Nixon had a Rush,
Yeah,
man?
He wouldn't have got caught.
Jesus, wait. What was Nixon's vice president?
Agnew.
I listened to that whole fucking thing on Maddow. That's crazy.
He was Trumpy and crooked.
He was a big old fucking racist, too. And, well, I mean, it was back then. Everybody
Shocker,
probably was.
Yeah.
I mean, if he had had Fox News, it'd be a different world.
Nixon, wouldn't have been impeached.
And he probably would have been president. Agnew would have ran. Because his scandal would have went away. Maybe.
Thanks for joining, everybody.
Yay.
A few minutes left here.
Right.
We do this every goddamn weekday.
That's right, Pat.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
Agnew was getting kickback envelopes on his way to his inauguration.
That's insane.
God!
That's insane.
I mean, envelopes?
As vice president. Yeah.
You're not... The thing that shocked me about that, I was like, damn, you're vice president. You're not above getting envelopes of cash? Really, you need an envelope of cash like you're on the fucking Sopranos?
No, I mean,
that's unreal.
Well, Trump wanted to pay off Stormy with cash.
Oh, yeah,
remember,
that's right.
We heard it.
But he had a point, though.
What do you mean, check? What do you mean, check? No, cash.
Why would you want to pay her with it?
And it's these note takers. Trump had a point.
Yeah, yeah.
It's these note takers. What do you mean?
Right. You love it! He wants the White House to run like the Bada Bing. In the Sopranos. You know the Bada Bing, the strip club?
Strip joint,
right.
Yeah.
Tony ran all his shit from there, and nothing ever went wrong for him.
Nothing went wrong for Tony Soprano. Did you watch the whole series?
Yeah, I did.
I've got... Oh, here we go.
Ah, shit.
When animals get pissed.
Very popular when animals get pissed segment.
Right.
I have a story out of Hawaii.
Oh, shit. I knew it was going to be Florida, but, you know.
But it was Hawaii.
Right.
A 65-year-old tourist has been attacked by a shark.
Wow. Now, was this guy in the water? Was she in the water?
Was several hundred yards offshore kayaking.
Several hundred yards offshore kayaking. But it's Hawaii. How many stories have we done about, in Hawaii, a shark attacking a kayaker? More than a few, dude.
She was kayaking in the... Oh, come on. Anaehumalu Bay. Anaehumalu Bay.
Yeah.
A-N-A-E-H-O-O-M-A-L-U. Anaehumalu.
You know, every time we do these stories, I just always think, I just put myself in the situation, right? I imagine, what if I'm in Anaehumalu, you're going to get fucked up bay. I don't know. I'd be shitting my pants.
She was kayaking. She was bitten in the upper right thigh.
Oh, God.
Another tourist helped her to shore.
Yes.
She was airlifted to North Hawaii Community Hospital. She is in stable condition. They flew over the shoreline in the area. They could not see any sharks, but they've still closed beaches in the vicinity.
Okay.
But the interesting thing, the bite was approximately 12 inches in diameter, appeared to come from a 5-foot black tip reef shark.
Okay.
Of which there are no records of that species ever biting anyone before in Hawaii.
Wow. Oh, God.
So now more sharks are getting the taste,
you know,
of humans.
You know, I'm sitting in my hospital bed. I'm recovering from my shark attack. I'm doing interviews. I'm telling people that I can't wait to get back in the motherfucking water. All the other bullshit they always say. Then somebody waddles in. She's like, you know, the shark that bit you's never bitten anybody before. You know what I do? I take my hospital lunch and I throw it at that person. Fuck you. I don't know. That frustrates me. Well, it's never happened before. Oh, okay. Fuck, it happened now. It happened now, motherfucker.
It did happen.
I got bit.
Also in the news.
If you say you were in Hawaii and somebody's like, hey, Pat, I got tickets to go kayaking in Wadalahama Bay. Do you want to go? Would you go?
Yeah, I'd probably go kayaking, sure.
But do you remember the story you just did?
Yes.
Okay.
But
what were the elements?
How many other people have kayaked?
Right.
And not been bitten by a shark.
Things that are being filed out under things being said next to this person's hospital bed in this tone.
You have more of a chance of getting in a car of a car accident.
Oh yeah. What would you rather deal with? Would you rather be in a fender bender, or would you rather have a black tip shark for the first time? Say, hey, look at that asshole. I'm gonna bite him. I've never bitten anybody before. I'm gonna bite that guy.
Delaware.
Yes.
Another story.
Snakes.
They have a confirmed attack.
Oh shit.
Of
gerbil.
And the first confirmation of the arrival of something called Triatoma sanguisuga.
Oh, God. What the fuck is this?
If you're into Latin, you will know that the sangui
spider
means blood.
Blood spider.
They have identified what they call the kissing bug.
Ugh.
So named because it sucks blood from humans and likes to bite you on your face near the lips.
Oh, God. You know, every time we do stories like this, like, I just got itchy. I hate that. Oh, God.
And it also carries nasty diseases. Insect that can pass along a fatal disease is nicknamed for biting people around their mouths has officially been spotted in Delaware.
Hey, God, if you love us so much that you made your son get nailed up on a couple of boards and bleed out for our fucking sins, whatever that means, why have this dickhead kissing? What is this? The kissing bug.
Triatoma sanguisuga.
Why do we have a Triatoga sanguisuma? Go fuck yourself.
The CDC says the bug has been making its way north from South and Central America. It has already been spotted in Maryland, Virginia, and Pennsylvania. The blood-sucking bug's bite is painless. It's one of these bugs that injects a numbing agent into the wound, so you don't feel as that your blood is being sucked from your face.
Thank you, Jesus.
It can spread the disease Chagas as their infected feces flows through your open wound.
My God, Chagas!
Kent County family reported their child's face was bitten last summer, and subsequent investigations have identified the culprit.
Yes,
you can learn more about the Chagas infection on the CDC's website.
God, that's
here,
gross.
Says, which
it's so gross.
We probably don't have to learn more about.
They're spotting these bugs. How big are they?
They found them.
How do I know? Like, I'm on the lookout for these bugs to give me Chagas.
It looks like a little orange and black beetle-y kind of bug.
Okay,
that flies.
Oh, it's airborne.
And will land on your face and suck your face.
So basically, this rule of thumb, anything that lands on your face, don't let it bite you. Well, you should be okay.
That's a pretty good rule in general. All right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it?
It's one of those you may not.
No, you can bite me. It's
reiterate.
Fine. Right.
We also have, this is out of the Sovereign. Is this in? This is Brazil.
Oh, wee wee.
Country of Brazil.
Right. They're having issues.
And a criminal has been taken into custody.
Okay.
That was a lookout for crack dealers.
Right.
A parrot. A trained parrot.
Instead of Polly want a cracker, it's Polly want a crack.
Funny. The bird was taught to alert the criminals to police in the area by shouting. I assume it was in Portuguese, but it would yell, "Mom, it's the police." officers swooped in on a drug den run by a local couple.
Yes,
the parrot has been seized.
Okay,
and one officer said that the bird was trained for this. As soon as officers got close, the bird started yelling, "Police! Police! Police!"
Oh my gosh! I mean, are these cops caring for this bird now that they have? What's the bird's name?
I don't think we have the name of the bird.
Okay.
But the bird has been taken into custody.
Parrots
are smart.
Are difficult to care for. I hope these cops are taking care of this bird.
The bird has been handed over to a local zoo, where it will, get this. It will spend 3 months learning to fly before they release it.
Oh, shit.
Brazil, there's parrots all over the place. So
wow.
It says the bird joins a growing list of animals implicated in Brazil's drug trade, but most have been reptiles.
Yes.
It previously police seized two small alligators during a raid on a favela in Western, neighborhoods in Western Rio de Janeiro, claiming that local gangsters had been feeding their enemies to these gators.
Shit. Well, that's what happened in the first Romancing the Stone movie. You remember that? Starring Michael Douglas.
But the father of one of the accused gangsters said that wasn't true because they had tried it and the gator wouldn't eat the dead body.
This gator is like, I do not want to eat that guy. Right. It's too much lotion on his skin. He uses shampoo. He tastes like shit.
And it's probably been eating chicken and everything. What does it want to eat some drug dealer for?
No, yeah. It's like this guy's strung out.
Oh, shit. We got to go very, very quickly.
Right.
Talking too much here. Thanks for joining us, everybody. iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. We're all over the place. Thanks for sharing, spreading, and giving us thumbs up and all that shit.
Thanks, Jeebus.
Ryan's doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy. His Instagram is Rated R Comedy. Go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Back tomorrow with more bullshit.
Viva la resistance.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the Crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.